This is The Record on KUOW with Jeannie Yandel. I'm Ross Reynolds. The partial government shutdown is in its 16th day, and this may be the last day. Senate leaders have reached a bipartisan agreement to reopen the government and temporarily raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker John Boehner says he'll bring whatever deal the Senate comes up with to a full vote of the House. Reportedly, the deal calls for the government to be funded through January 15th and to raise the debt ceiling until February 7th. Jennifer Steinhauer is a reporter for The New York Times, and she's been covering this. Jennifer, thanks for taking the time. I'm wondering about the House Republicans. There's been a core among the House Republicans who have really wanted to kind of push this. Are they going to need to go along for this deal if it comes up in the House, or will they simply be bypassed by it?
Well, so we're waiting for the final bill from the Senate. We understand that they're probably going to pass it first, and then we'll go over to the House, and it looks like that bill would almost certainly have the votes for passage, but it will have to be done with Democrats. And the question is, how many Republicans do go along with that? Will it be the majority of the majority, which seems unlikely? And will this be a bigger vote among the Republican conference than they've had on other bills that have been passed with Democrats that have to do with spending?
Now, what we've been hearing is that this is kind of a temporary fix. It's only going to go through the beginning of next year. Are they just kicking the can down the road here?
It's very likely that we'll be in this situation in a few months and having to revisit all of these issues, yes.
Is there anything that's apt to happen because of this impasse or elections or anything else that will change the situation between now and next year that might make the next time this comes up, not that far from now, be any different than it's been the last couple of months?
It's really hard to say. It's hard to know what's going to happen because it's hard to know what lessons, if any, have been learned from this among all the members. But I think one very interesting thing that happened this time that didn't happen before, was not a successful outing, for example, with the super committee that tried to avoid the sequestration, these issues before, was that you had this group of, I believe it was 14, was it 14 or 17, I can't remember right offhand, I think it was 14 bipartisan senators, with a pretty diverse group of people, some older members, some freshmen, Democrats, Republicans, who came together to sort of cobble this bill together, and who I think have talked about working together in the future on other tax issues, spending issues, budget issues, who could be an interesting a group to watch going forward.
Assuming this does go through the Senate and does get passed by the House, and we have at least a temporary break in the impasse, does anyone deserve the title of a hero? Maybe that's going too far. Are there any people who come out looking good here because they were able to finally manage, broker an agreement at the 11th hour?
Well, certainly that group I just talked about. I mean, there was really, before Susan Collins came to the floor, who sort of was the architect of the very sort of rudimentary original bullet points for this, there was really nothing going on. There was a standstill in negotiations, and there was no negotiations between the Senate and the House at all. Certainly the White House wasn't involved, so they really did push the ball forward.
What, if anything, did Democrats give up to get to this point?
Well, we have to see the final legislative language, so I'm not prepared to completely
sure.
to address that. But certainly the entire country did endure a 16-day shutdown. People didn't get paid. Parks were closed. People didn't get services. It was actually probably, you know, everybody on some level gave up something for this.
Yeah, Jennifer, we still don't know exactly what the form of it will be, but we had some EPA workers here at the radio station who were furloughed. They were answering phones for our pledge drive. Presuming that this does go ahead and go through, any idea on when these furloughed government workers will be getting back to work?
That's not clear. I would think almost immediately, but it may also depend departmentally. We haven't gotten the details on that.
Jennifer Steinhauer, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Jennifer Steinhauer is with The New York Times. And once again, the partial government shutdown may be nearing an end. We're expecting things to move very quickly this afternoon. Senate leaders will come out with their agreement. It'll be voted on by the Senate. And House Speaker John Boehner says he will bring whatever deal they come up with to a full vote of the House. And we have heard that there are the votes in the House, perhaps not from this core of Tea Party Republicans, but there are enough votes with Democrats and Republicans to get it passed. So if it comes out in the form we've been hearing, we're going to be kicking this down the road till January 15th, when the government will be funded until, and also the debt ceiling will be raised until February 7th, and then we're probably going to do it all over again.